Hey, and good evening to the Ramban Parshas Baaloscha. This is the second installment of the Ramban. And I wanted to take a look tonight at two Rambans that relate to an event that's described towards the end of the Parsha in Perek Yud Aleph in Baaloscha. The Torah describes how Klal Yisrael complain about the Mon, and they request, Miachilenu basar, we wish that we would have meat to eat. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says, Me'ayin li basar lasayis l'chol ha'am hazeh. How am I supposed to feed meat to this entire people? Lo uchal onochi levadi lasayis l'chol ha'am hazeh. Ki choved mimeni. It's impossible for me alone to bear the burden of this entire people. It's too heavy for me. What can I do? So in Pasuk Tezayin, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Esvoli Shivim Ish Mizikna Yisrael, gather for me 70 people from the elders of Israel. Lokachta Osam Elo El Moed, take them with you to the El Moed. Vesyatsu Sham Imach, they should stand there with you. Vyoradati Vidibarti Mechosham, I will come down and I will speak to you there, says Hashem. Vi'otzalti min haruach asher olecha, I will take some of the spirit that is upon you, v'samti aleihem, and I will place it upon them. V'nosu itcho b'masa ha'am v'losisa akol levadecha, and they will bear the burden of the people together with you. You won't have to bear it alone. And indeed, the psukim describe how that's exactly what happens. How did these 70 Zekenim end up helping Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu complains to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Klal Yisrael are asking me for too much. They want meat. I don't have the ability to give them meat. They're driving me crazy with all of their complaints. So says the Ribbono Shel Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, so you'll have a congress of 70 men who will bear the burden with you. What are these 70 men supposed to do? Can they produce meat? You know, they're able to respond to the people's complaints. And it's interesting, we don't really hear about these 70 people for the rest of Chumash. I mean, the implication seems to be that these individuals were granted to Moshe Rabbeinu when they were helpful, but it's not exactly clear in which way they were helpful. So the Ramban comments, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Dalet, as follows, V'tam lo uchal anochi levadi. Right, I am incapable myself, says Moshe Rabbeinu, to bear the burden of this people. Lo shi'azru hazakenim lasayis lohem basar. The point of appointing the 70 elders was not to help give meat to the people, or to somehow enable meat to be given to the people. Kimayayin lohem? Where would the zakenim get the meat from? Fa'od afilu b'yos lohem parnosim rabim, Lo yislonen urako Moshe Rabbeinu shod siyam mimitzrayim, kimin hagam lemar lo lomehelisunu mimitzrayim, v'hu shi'itein lohem b'tfiloso komishalosam v'tavosam yavi lohem. And even if we say that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed these 70 men to be leaders, you know, to be lieutenants or assistants to Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of the day, they're going to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu. They know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one whose tefillos are effective in enabling them, in helping them. You know, what did these Zekenim accomplish exactly? So explains the Rabban as follows. Avol choshav Moshe, ki biyos lohem manhigim rabim, yishakechu chamosam. Moshe Rabbeinu thought as follows. If there are many leaders besides myself, it may not have any actual physical effect upon the people, but it will have a profound psychological effect on the people. The people will have someone else to complain to. V'yidabru al libam be'es tlunasam. When the people are disturbed by something, when they're upset by something, instead of going to Moshe Rabbeinu, the truth is only Moshe Rabbeinu can really help the people. He's the only one who can turn to Hashem and be mispalo properly. It doesn't sound like these Zekenim were endowed with any particular ability to daven above and beyond the average person. However, they could be sounding boards for the people. The people, when they were disturbed or hurt by something, when they were upset about something, they could go and they could talk to these 70 people, and they could get the issue off of their chests. And that, apparently, will help Moshe Rabbeinu, because at least somebody is there to receive the complaints. It's that profound insight that the Ramban is providing us over here. There is value to having someone just as a sounding board. That's helpful to a leader. It's worthwhile for the leader to have somebody that other people could complain to, so they don't have to complain to the leader. And that's really the role of the Shivim Zakenim. They were therapists for the people. They didn't really do anything for the people in a concrete sense, but in a psychological sense, they enabled the people to unload their burdens upon these 70 individuals, and that alone was helpful to Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of his manhigos, in terms of his leadership. So that's point number one that the Ramban makes. And then the Ramban adds the following. Ve'efshar ki kasher yisnabu ha-zekenim. Perhaps one can say as follows, that when the zekenim prophesized, as they go on to do, right? We read a little bit further in the psukim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Vayetze Moshe. Moshe went out. Vayidaber el ha'am es divrei Hashem. He told the people what Hashem had said. Vayesov shivim ish mizikne ha'am. He gathered these 70 people. Vayamedo sam svivos ha'ohel. He had them stand around the ohel moed. Vayered Hashem be'anon vayidaber elav. Hashem came down in the cloud and spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayotzel min aruach asher alav. He took, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took some of the spirit which was on Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayitein al Shivim Mish HaZekenim. He placed that spirit on the 70 elders. Vayi Kenoach Aleim Aruach Vayisnabu V'lo Yosafu. As the spirit rested upon them, they engaged in Nevuah. V'lo Yosafu. What's V'lo Yosafu? So the translation of this term lends itself to various interpretations. Unkelus translates for lo paskin. They didn't stop. They did not cease engaging in Nevuah. In other words, they engaged in Nevuah on that day, and they did not cease. They continued to engage in Nevuah thereafter. Rashi writes exactly the opposite. Rashi writes, v'lo yosafu, lo nisnabu elo osa hayom levado. Rashi interprets the word v'lo yosafu, they did not continue to engage in Nevuah. They had a one-time Nevuah on that day, and that was it. They stopped having Nevuah thereafter. Right? It's not clear, by the way, either from Unkelus or from Rashi, what the nature of this Nevuah was all about. The Ramban has an interesting approach to the Nevuah of the Zakenim. He speaks about this a little bit in our Ramban, and then we'll see. He speaks about it more at length in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Here he says, "Ve'efshar ki kasher yisnabu ha-zekenim." It's possible that when the zekenim engaged in the nevuah, shenetzal aleihem min haruach, that some of the spirit was passed on to them from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'yodu ha'am ki ne'emanim heim le'neviim, and now the people became aware of the fact that these zekenim were neviim. Lo yisasfu kulam al Moshe v'yishalu tavosam gam mehem. So now the people will no longer go exclusively to Moshe Rabbeinu with their requests and their complaints. Rather, they will ask the Zakenim to try to alleviate their issues in addition to asking Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Ramban seems to be saying over here somewhat cryptically is the following. Previously, the Ramban had said that the Zakenim couldn't really do much. They didn't really have much power, but they were good therapists, they were good listeners. You know, so the presence of 70 listeners was important for Moshe Rabbeinu to enable the people to unburden themselves upon the Zakenim. And okay, you know, so that took some of the need to listen off of Moshe Rabbeinu. Here the Ramban seems to be suggesting that the Zakenim retained their power of Nevuah. Again, we'll come back to that in a few moments. Right? In other words, unlike Rashi, who says that they got Nevuah on that day, the Zakenim retained their power of Nevuah, and apparently the nature of being a Navi was that they too were now close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they too were now poised to make requests of Moshe Rabbeinu, to make requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a way similar to the way that Moshe Rabbeinu made requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were given not only a therapeutic role, but they were actually given some kind of power in their role as Nevi'im. They actually now could petition, it sounds like, they could petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do various things, and that again was helpful to take some of the pressure off of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban, a little bit later on in Yud Zayin, elaborates on this idea, and he says as follows. This is towards the very end of the comments in the Ramban in Pasuk Yud Zayin. He says, "Vakaro ve'lai, it appears to me, ki kol yimei azekeinim nase lohem kein, that as long as the Zakenim were alive, they had the following status: Shiyedu b'choma shiyitzave Hashem liYisrael biyad Moshe, b'tzarche shatom v'hamikrim asher yovo lohem b'amidbar. Because of the fact that these Zakenim became Nevi'im, and according to the Ramban, it seems that they remained Nevi'im for the rest of their lives. So going forward, anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, the Zakenim were aware of. In other words, they, through their Nevuah, they were aware of the things which previously had been private communications between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ramban stresses this is only b'tzarchei shatam v'amikrim asher yavo lahem b'midbar. This is not with regard to the Torah that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, but in terms of the daily events, the daily needs of the people, any backroom conversations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevi'im were privy to, that was their Nevuah, the Zakenim were privy to, that was their Nevuah. V'zeh tam v'nasu itcho b'masa ha'am, and that's what it means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, these Zakenim will bear the burden of the people together with you. Ki kol ma sheyomar Moshe la'am, Yedu heim, v'yisnabu bohem la'am kol echad b'shivto. They, the Zakenim, will be aware of everything that Moshe Rabbeinu needs to tell the people, and each of the Zakenim will share that information with their Shevet. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu won't have to be the only one who will be the address for the complaints of the people. The Zakenim will serve as a buffer. They will have the radio frequency, so to speak, to be aware of what Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to share with the people. So they can be the ones. They can be the ones who will be the mouthpieces for Moshe Rabbeinu to share the Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, with the people. And in that way, it takes some of the pressure off of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the people realize that these Zakenim, even if indirectly, are a conduit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, you know, that's the role that these Zakenim play, that they are perpetually being Nevi'im. They are perpetually aware for the rest of their lives of what's going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore the interpretation of Velo Yosafu, you know, is something more along the lines of Unkelus than it is of Rashi. They didn't just have a one-time Nevuah. What would be the point of their having a one-time Nevuah? The whole point was to create a cadre of Zakenim who could help out Moshe Rabbeinu. If it was important for them to have Nevuah for their jobs, it should be an ongoing thing. So yes, the nature of their Nevuah was that they became perpetually flies on the wall, so to speak, in the conversations between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore they could convey, you know, the words of Hashem to the people, and then convey the words of the people back to Moshe Rabbeinu, which he would then take to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings us to the episode of Eldad and Medad. Right? So it says in Pasuk Chavav, Vayishoaru shnei anoshim b'machane, Shem ha'echad Eldad v'shem ha'sheni Medad. There were two people who remained in the camp. They did not come to the Ohel Moed, the way Moshe Rabbeinu had situated the rest of the 70 Zekanim around the Ohel Moed. V'tonach aleim aruach, the spirit of prophecy rested upon them as well. V'himo baksuvim, they were in the writings. Rashi interprets that to mean that they were potentially candidates to be part of the 70 Zekanim, but they didn't make the cut for whatever reason. V'lo yafsu ha'oelo, they did not go to the Ohel Moed. They were back in the camp. Vayisnabu b'machaneh, instead they prophesied in the camp. Vayorat sanar, a young man ran. Vayageid l'Moshe vayomar, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, Eldad u'meidod misnabim b'machaneh, Eldad and Meidod are prophesizing in the camp. Vayan Yoshua benu Mesharis Moshe b'bukhura vayomar, Yoshua answers and he says, Adoni Moshe kolo'eim, my master Moshe, lock them up. How could they do such a thing? Vayomer lo Moshe hamekanei atoli. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yoshua, are you jealous on my behalf? Umi yitein kol am Hashem neviim. Would it only be that all of the nation of Hashem would be neviim? Ki yitein Hashem es rucho aleihem, that Hashem should place His spirit upon them. What's going on over here? What was so terrible about Eldad u'Medad prophesizing? Why does Yoshua say that they should be locked up? And what's the response of Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Pasuk Chof Ches, the Ramban addresses this story, and he says as follows: Hatam bozeh, why is it that what's going on over here? Ki Moshe diber al ames divrei Hashem ku yetzal min haruach asher alav yitein ames yatzve mimo ba'ol moed. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the people, and he said that Hashem is going to take some of the spirit of prophecy that was upon Moshe Rabbeinu and give it, spread it around to those men, those 70 men who were standing with him in the Ohel Moed. V'hinei eila asher lo yavsu el ha'ohel v'osim atzma m'chal ha'netzalim. So Eldad u'Medad did not go to the Ohel Moed, and yet they seemed to be invested with the spirit of prophecy. It seems like kimamim b'dvarav, the very fact that Eldad u'Medad are prophesizing, or seem to be prophesizing, seems like a contradiction to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And as such, that's very serious. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu said the spirit of prophecy is going to rest upon those who are around the Ohel Moed, because it will be a spillover from the prophecy that Hashem grants me, and these two people don't come to the Ohel Moed, and they're still blessed with prophecy, so first of all, it undermines what Moshe Rabbeinu just said. He said the people at the Ohel Moed are going to be blessed with prophecy, not Eldad u'Medad. How do they get it? Maybe it also seems to indicate that there's a source of prophecy that's independent of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shivim Zekanim only got prophecy because it kind of flowed down from Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayatzel min haruach asher alav. Kodesh Baruch Hu took some of the spirit of prophecy that rested upon Moshe Rabbeinu and he gave it to the rest of the Zekanim. But here, these two people seem to have this independent channel of getting prophecy from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that undermines the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't matter what they say. They could be saying the most beautiful nevuos, but the fact that they're having nevuah at all is something that undermines the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lokach omer lo kloem. That's what Yeshua said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lock them up. Why? Ki ulai ruach hu sheker b'fiyem. Number one, maybe they're pretending to prophesy, but they're lying. Or ruach ra mevaasam. Or maybe there's some kind of evil spirit that's gotten a hold of them. In other words, they're deranged. V'nei tzrichim l'sumo b'beis hakela ki ish meshuga misnabe. These guys are not, so he says Yeshua to Moshe Rabbeinu, these guys are not Nevi'im in the true sense of the word. These are Meshugayim, these are crazy people who are prophesying. Well, Moshe ba'anfa sanu so heishiv imi yitem kolam Hashem Nevi'im ki yitem Hashem esruch aleihem ki Hashem nosan aleihem rucho mibulti atzilos haruach sha'alai umi yitem v'yeh yezeh b'chol ha'am. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you're worried about me? I understand what you're saying. You're saying that it's not good for my image or for my authority if people perceive that there's an independent source of nevuah other than me. But I don't care. I'm comfortable with people getting nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it doesn't come from me. I don't feel the need that all the nevuah has to come down through me and only afterwards travel to the rest of the people. Says the Ramban, this is an expression of the tremendous humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's comfortable with people becoming Nevi'im, even if they didn't go through his track. So that's the Ramban's interpretation. You know, it's not the content of the Nevuah itself which bothers Yehoshua, but rather it's the very fact that they're engaging in Nevuah, which Yehoshua sees as being a manner in which, a fashion of undermining Moshe Rabbeinu. But continues the Ramban, if you look at Chazal, you seem to see a different interpretation. There was a concept, apparently, that even if a person is a Navi, it's improper to prophesize about the future if there's a greater prophet than you in the vicinity. But rather, the lesser Nevi'im basically keep their mouths shut in the presence of the greater Navi. And that's when the Tanakh references the Bnei HaNevi'im, the sons of the Nevi'im, the students of the Nevi'im. It means these lesser Nevi'im who wouldn't dare speak up, even if they have Nevuah, in the presence of Nevi'im who are greater than them. Right? So in other words, the Ramban puts forward this idea that there's a concept in Nevuah very similar to a concept that we have in Psak HaLocha, that a lesser posek will very often defer to a greater posek. So too it comes with the Nevuah. Even if you are a Navi and you have the ability to see the future, it's improper, it's inappropriate to share words of Nevuah, even if they're true, in the presence of a Navi who's greater than you. And he supports this idea from the Gemara. Chen Amru b'Sanhedrin, Bishlam Elamanda Amr Moshe Meis, Hainu Dekamar Yoshua Adari Moshe Kloeim. Elamanda Amr Aliske, Slav Amai Kloeim. Tahavale Kemar Halacha Lifnei Rabbo. V'chein Elamanda Amr Agogu Mago Nisab Nisnabu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, what exactly was the content of the Nevuah of Eldar Umeidot? So the different opinions. Some say Eldar Umeidot said Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die and Yoshua is going to bring us into Eretz Israel, which of course was true. It was a true Nevuah. So we understand, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yeshua got upset with that because he said it's a slap in the face to Moshe Rabbeinu. But there were other versions of what Eldar Umeidot said. Perhaps they prophesized about what was going to be with the Slav, with the quail. Or perhaps they prophesized about something that would be at the end of time, about the Melchama, the war of Gog and Magog. And if that's the case, if they didn't say anything insulting to Moshe Rabbeinu, why was Yeshua so insistent on locking them up? So the Gemara says, because it was the equivalent of Mara Halacha Bifnei Rabbo, that they were issuing Piskei Halacha in the presence of someone greater than them. Again, they weren't issuing Piskei Halacha, but the Ramban understands that the same way you shouldn't paskin in front of your Rebbe, it's inappropriate to utter words of Nevuah, even true words of Nevuah, in the presence of a Navi who's greater than you. And writes the Ramban, we find in Maseches Megillah the following. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yudalit Amud Beis, asks, why is it that when during the reign of Yoshiyahu they found the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they wanted to know what it symbolized, what the idea behind it was. So the Navi says in Malachim that they went to seek out the counsel of Chulda HaNaviyah. So the Gemara asks in Megillah, why did they go to Chulda HaNaviyah? Yirmiyahu HaNavi was around. It's a little bit odd that they went to Chulda HaNaviyah. So the Gemara gives answers. But what the Ramban is pointing out is the question. Why shouldn't they go to Chulda HaNaviyah? You know, maybe they tried Yirmiyahu's phone and he didn't pick up. So okay, so we'll go down the line. We'll go to the next... Maybe Chulda lived a little bit closer. You know, why shouldn't they go to Chulda? So says the Ramban, obviously you see from here, since Yirmiyahu was considered to be a greater Navi, it would be inappropriate to seek out, or for Chulda to even say, words of Nevuah in the presence, even not the physical presence, but, you know, in the due to the fact that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was the Gadol Hador in Nevuah, it prevented it should have prevented Chulda from saying anything, and certainly for the people seeking out the counsel of Chulda. So that's the Ramban says, according to Chazal, the complaint that Yoshua had was about the fact that they were prophesizing in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. Umosha Amar ki hu harav, umachal al kivodo, umisave v'sameach b'chach. Right? Says the Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu, however, employed a halacha. The halacha says that Rav Shemachal al kivodo, kvodo machal, the Rebbe has the right to forego his honor. You're right. It's a little bit of a failure to properly give honor to Moshe Rabbeinu to utter nevuah in his presence. But says Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. But I'm mochel. I don't have a problem with it. So if I don't have a problem with it, Yoshua, you know, you shouldn't have a problem with it either. Again, very very interesting idea that the concept of Mara Halacha Bifnei Rabbo applies to the whole world of Nevius as well as prophecy, much the way that it applies to Psak. Okay, we'll say Tehillim and we'll daven for the Cholim, Kapitol Sadi Aleph 91. Yoshev Bisei Ser Elyon V'Sel Shaddai Yislonon Omer L'Adonai Machsi Sudasi Elohai Yevtach Bo Ki Hu Yavsi Lecha Mipach Yokush Midever Avos Bevroso Yasech Lach V'Sach Askinofov Techse Sina v'salchira amito Osira mipacha loilo Mecheitz yof yomom Midever bofel yaloch Miketev yoshut soroyim Yipol mitzidcho elef urvavo miminecho Eilecho lo yigosh Rag v'inecho sabir v'shilumas v'shoyim tireh Ki ato Adonai machsi Elyon samto me'onecho Lo sunay lecho rov v'nega lo yikrav v'yolecho Ki malocho v'yitzav eloch v'shmarcho v'chol d'rochecho Al kapayim yisonecha, pentikov po even raglecha. Al shachal vofes en tidroch, tirmos kefir visanin. Kivi choshak vi afaleteyu, asagiveyu ki odashimi. Ikwa eini veneyu imonochi vitsoro. Achaletseyu vi achabideyu, orech yomi masbieyu. Yare Yubishuasi Kuflamid 130 Shira Malos Mimamakim Kirosiko Adonai Adonai Shimo Vikolit Yenos Neko Kashubos the Kolta Hanunoi Imavonos Tishmar Yo Adonai Miyamon Kiyemeho Asiliko Leman Tivorei Kivisi Adonai, kivisa nafshi, melidvaro ocholti, nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yacheser v'yareimo fidus, v'hu yiftes Yisrael, Mikol avonosav. Yishberachav oseinu avraham yitzchak v'yakov moshe v'yaron dovin shlomo yivarech v'yirape yesacholim. Bavu shabli nedonon mistako bavu amischar zakolish baruch hu yimali rach v'mali yen lachli v'mali rapusam lachzik al yach yosam Shlach lohem eirofu ashlemom nashomayim l'chol evarayim l'chol gidayim Yisau shachol eyisroel refuas hanefesh l'refuas haguf Hashtar ba'agolov izman koriv nomar amen. I want to wish everybody a wonderful evening.